Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising, and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every mass shooting.
You can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead. This is bullshit. That's a mask. That's a skin mask. It ain't normal. Look at it.
In the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. I said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it, and I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked, and he looked. He went behind me. He's checking it out. He went back. He sat down. He said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
This is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. Mm. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him, and they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that's...
They airbrushed the mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture of me.
I mean, I've seen the picture, but you can't tell.
You're seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you this story. It was still considered
classified.
Why could
you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddams. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Mm-hmm. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs nitric mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the nano silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
It's Friday, July 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. Thank you for joining me. We've got a lot of information to cover. I've got some news that broke last night concerning Bohemian Grove. I know they played yesterday on this show, Matt and Reese, and they covered some of the footage. Well, yesterday, we actually put out the full cremation to care ceremony. And you can go to @RealAlexJones and find it. Probably got to scroll down for that. But there is an article in InfoWars. Watch full 2024 Bohemian Grove cremation and care ceremony. And this, and I met the guys who did this, who went and did the undercover footage. In fact, they were interviewed, I think. So if Trump was shot on the 13th, I think it was the 14th, that Sunday. And and they were an interesting group of fellows, to say the least. But one of the guys who was with this group, you know, I think they kind of came together as a collective for this this operation to get into Bohemian Grove. And like they said, they were working as employees, and then they would change their clothes and you know, and then kind of interact with the members. And I've actually seen some of their footage of their interaction, but then some of them, at least two of them, maybe even three of them, had gotten arrested out of the upwards of 20 or so that were running around in the woods. And some of that footage was confiscated, but the footage in here was not confiscated. And this was done by a guy who goes by the name of Dancer. And there's a post he put out last night on his Twitter, or his X. And it says, Bohemian Grove has striped my content down. Any lawyers out there willing to help? And here's an image of the strike. Your video has been taken out from YouTube. Bohemian Grove cremation of care. We received a copyright removal request based on applicable copyright law. We removed your video. Video title, Bohemian Grove cremation of care. It gives the URL. Content used, private performance. Content found in entire video. Removal request issued by Bohemian Club, and then they put their email address there. This means your video can no longer be viewed on YouTube. You've received a copyright strike. You have one copyright strike. If you get multiple, we'll terminate your channel to prevent that from happening. Please don't upload videos containing copyright content that you aren't allowed to use. And here's our argument. Our argument is you have politicians, you have powerful business leaders meeting together in a secret location, discussing secret policy. It's been disclosed that the atom bomb was theorized and talked about in Bohemian Grove, among other things. We've had presidents go there. Ronald Reagan's pictured there. Richard Nixon's gone there. Gerald Ford has gone there. So it's more of a Republican outfit. I wonder, I don't know if Newt Gingrich has gone there, but I think he has. So that's interesting. And I asked the guys to put behind me the full cremation of care. And I just have some photos from that I took from some screenshots And I'll just kind of lay these out. The first one is one that you guys have seen, and this one's been from the promo shots that were released earlier in the month. And it shows, you know, the guys walking with the candles. But here's another one right here. Look, there's the care that is being cremated right there. The body, the fake dead body, with some, and they're bringing it this way, or they're bringing it this way. So it looks like they walk around and then come back around in front. But they're bringing this to the ferryman. Here's a shot of the ferryman that you, and you can see all this in HD. And when you compare it with Alex's footage, this is really remarkable and really in high detail. Here's the ferryman right here, and you can see him pulling his way over in from this man-made lake. And then here you have, it looks like this, looks like the head wizard right here walking into the ceremony. And here's a picture of the owl over here on the left. And then with everybody lined up, you can see the big lighting accoutrement and all their staging that they use. A very high production value from what the guys are saying. And then here's just some guys in yellowish robes. But you can watch all this now, and I would say, I would suggest, you know, downloading it for your own personal archives and putting it up in places, because they are going after this footage. They don't want you to see this. And why don't they want you to see this? They want to have their own private ceremonies, their own secret handshakes, their secret symbols. And so they can communicate without you knowing what they're communicating about. So I would suggest you go there, check it out. We even have Alex's, in this article, Alex's original 2000 documentary when he snuck into Bohemian Grove and attended the, was in the, there at the cremation of care ceremony as an attendee, secretly viewing it. I mean, he wasn't an official attendee. He snuck in, but he was there where the audience was. So yeah, he was getting it from the audience standpoint, which is closer to what that looks like. This individual dancer, who also, I believe, snuck in earlier this year, two times into the grove, or it might have been late last year, early this year, he snuck in and got some up-close footage of the owl. He went around behind the owl. You can see where it's hollowed out. And what I found interesting in meeting the group that did all this, one, they didn't seem too serious about what they were doing. Now, there's some of the footage there that he caught. They didn't seem too serious. They didn't think it was that big of a deal. They were kind of, and this doesn't reflect on all of them, just reflects on the guys who the two to three guys that I think were kind of the ringleaders of the group. And hey, I commend their courage. They had the guts and the balls to go in there and do that. I mean, they would literally work, go into a bathroom, change into some gear, and they all had little backstories, and they would go around and talk to the members. And I think they were, what they said they were trying to do is they didn't believe all the things Alex had said, so they wanted to see if that was true and disprove it. But, you know, there's a journalistic interest in this story in the Bohemian Grove, one, because it's a secret society, and we talk about it. We want things to be transparent in the world. And you hear, here you have these guys going in and talking policy and having politicians come in. I think McCarthy has gone in there. Some people even said James O'Keefe has been in there. So it'd be interesting to see what his perspective is. But if you go there as an invited member, you're not supposed to talk about it. And having conversations with the guys, I'll share you some of this stuff. They would be driving the buses, and they'd ask the guys, you know, a few like kind of, you know, open ended questions, like, have a good time. Oh yeah. Da, da, da. And then did they really burn somebody in that cremation of care ceremony? And some people would be like, oh no, it's nothing. And then others would just shut up and not say anything. And they'd go like that and just would totally clam up and not talk about it. They went in their training. The guys that they were working with, they were referred to as the elites. They called them the elite. That's how in their training, they're like, now when the elites talk to you, you say, yes, sir, no, sir, you're having a good time, sir. Those are the three things you say. You don't say anything else. You don't engage them in conversation. They are the elites. And that's how they view That's how they're viewed, as the elites. And so you can imagine what goes on. They were caught in the 2000s shipping in gay prostitutes. I don't know if that goes on anymore. These guys didn't see any inkling of that. Now, I was there actually a couple years ago, not at Bohemian Grove, but I in the town, and I did interview some people, but they wouldn't go on camera. But they had worked there, some in a capacity of like a hairdresser. Some were kind of just doing rudimentary security. And some people lived there all their life and had not had heard the rumors about Bohemian Grove, but they hadn't been there or worked there. They were really interested in what was going on, but they, you know, they had heard rumors too. But one particular story was a hairdresser, and she said there was this old 90-year-old woman, and he had two young women scantily clad around his arms as he was walking into the thing, and she was kind of irked by that, by seeing that. So I would say check it out. I didn't see, I haven't watched the whole thing. I watched about the first 15, 20 minutes, and then I kind of scanned through it. I didn't see the giant fireball that's in Alex's capture of the Bohemian Grove. That's really, that was the one part I was kind of looking for. I'm like, where's the fireball? Do they still do the fireball, or how is that done now? You figure with the technology we have today, it would be even better, but I didn't see that in there. And so that's interesting. And here's another piece of news I want to talk about. Kamala Harris has been endorsed by former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. They gave their highly anticipated endorsement of Vice President Harris to be the Democratic nominee. And we had yesterday, the last couple of days, we've had this issue of them saying, oh, she's not the border czar. She was never the border czar. In fact, the term border czar never exists. It never existed. Anybody who says she's the border czar is putting out fake news. Well, now, CBS News out of Minnesota, this is local news. It's not even national news. This is not like the CIA broadcasting system, CBS, or ABC or NBC. Here it is, local CBS News, Minnesota. Trump falsely accuses Harris of donating to Minnesota Freedom Fund and bailing out dangerous criminals. And the community note added, Kamala Harris has promoted the Minnesota Freedom Fund, and the post is still active on X. And then they put the link to the post. In fact, if you guys can pull that up, maybe go to the link. And we can even read it all together. Because what they're trying to do, what they're trying to do is turn Kamala Harris into this cackling hyena, into a godlike person, a person that's never made a mistake, a person that's always on the right side of an issue, a person that is intelligent. So that's what's going on in the process. And as info warriors out there, we have to find these lies and combat them. And you have to do it two ways. One, you have to grab links. And two, you have to take screenshots, because they are erasing the links. They're changing the links. In fact, they erased the link from one of the, I think it's GovTrack, that she was the most rated, the most liberal person in the Senate, even more liberal than Bernie Sanders. She's out socializing Bernie Sanders. And they erased that. They said, oh, you don't need to know that. This is not important anymore. In fact, we never rated her like this. So they just removed that. And then they tried to say she was never part of the border czar. In fact, we have time. We got 9 minutes. Guys, if you could pull up one of the, I think we put out a new compilation yesterday, the ultimate border czar compilation. There's an article in InfoWars. And tell me when you got that, and we'll throw to it. But here we have, former president is using a 2022 Minnesota murder case to attack Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump claims Harris helped raise millions and personally donated to a fund and got extra support to bail out protesters in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. One of the dangerous criminals, Kamala, this is a quote from Trump, he helped out of jail with Sean Michael Tillman, Trump said at a rally in Charlotte. You know the name, the repeat offender who Harris with Harris's help, was set free. He went on to murder a man on a train platform in St. Paul, Minnesota, shooting him in cold blood 6 times, lying on the ground. While part of Trump's statements are true, Sean Michael Tillman did murder a man in St. Paul after being released from jail. Other parts of the former president's statement are misleading. In June, just after George Floyd's death, Senator Kamala Harris tweeted, "If you're able to chip in now, go to at Minnesota Freedom Fund to help bail those out for protesting on the grounds in Minnesota." Nearly 2 years later, Tillman was arrested. It is not correct that she donated to our organization. We have no relationship with the Harris beyond a single four-year-old tweet. So what they're trying to do is turn this woman into a superwoman, an Ubermenschen. They're going to pretend that things she said, she never said, and it started with the borders are. And I thought, God, this is crazy because we have all this video. We have all these articles. We have this, the tweet she posted. And then they're like, oh, no, no, no. She's not border czar. She's just going to the border to which you know, she never did. You know, she went to Europe. She'd never been to Europe. So why would she go to the border? And she's just going on and on about being, finding the root cause of illegal immigration, which we know the root cause is. The root cause is NGOs. See, I can tell you the root cause. And I've been to the border. Okay. The root cause is NGOs get billions of dollars from foundations and the U.S. government. In fact, the Ukraine bill, the latest Ukraine bill, the last one that Mike Johnson helped push through, I think had $2 to $3 billion going to the border. And what does that do? That money just goes to NGOs and they provide food, they provide cards, they provide cell phones, and they provide counseling. So they counsel these people on what to say. Oh, I'm seeking asylum. I'm an asylum seeker. You know, I just got let out of a prison in Venezuela, but I'm an asylum seeker. So they go on and on about that. And so did she ever find the root cause? No, she never found the root cause either. So let's go now and let's just watch, because this gaslighting is going to continue. And it's our job as citizen journalists to find the original statements and compare them and keep putting this out. So as the Krasenstein brothers get out there and say, oh, Kamala Harris never was the border czar. She never did that. And we're like, no, no, no. Here they are calling her the border czar. Here's the clip. Let's go to it.
Quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
Mm-hmm. There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Okay. And there's more compilations about this. There's SNL skits about this. There's other parts where she's talking about being the border czar with Lester Holt. Lester Holt's questioning her about this over and over again. And that's when she says the line, I've never been to Europe either. And then, you know, she does finally go because she's being told to go. And, you know, she was made the border czar. You know why she was made the border czar? Because they couldn't think of anything else to give her. And she wasn't really a serious person. So they're just like, oh, yeah, look, we've ruined the border. You just go there and pretend you're with the border. You're part of the border. But you don't really have to do anything, Kamala. You'll like this job. She's like, I'll do that. But you know she didn't like being saddled with the border. The border kind of sucks. You go down there. It's very hot. It's very windy. It's like somebody's following you with a blow dryer in your face. And it smells. And you're dealing with a lot of people who are looking for a better life, but they're downtrodden. And then you have all these systems that are here propping these people up, driving them around. There's an instance where they don't follow the laws. You guys might be able to find this. When they were packing kids into the back of a hatchback, little kids, not big kids, not like teenagers. You know, we were teenagers. We rode in the back of pickup trucks and whatnot, but of course you couldn't do that now. But they were literally shoving three kids into the back of a hatchback that also had other pregnant women and other little kids in the front seats and stuff. I don't know if anybody's wearing their belts in the front seats, but these kids in the back, you're certainly not supposed to shove kids into the back of a hatchback. And, you know, we as Americans look at that and go, hey, that's wrong. Even if they are migrants, you shouldn't treat them as subhumans and throw them where you put your luggage. You should put these kids in seats. These kids were young enough to be put in seats. There he is. There's his little hatchback. And this guy's like, what are you talking about, man? This is what we do. We ship kids in the back of hatchbacks. That's normal. And he's getting in, and look, he's got his staff shirt on. He's like, hey, man, we're taking off. And Alex Jones literally got in front of his car and didn't let him leave. Right there. He's like, no, you're not leaving. You're not leaving, dude. You're not leaving. And then what the funniest part was when the police showed up and the police walk up, what's going on here? And we're like, hey man, they're putting these kids in the back of a hatchback. They should be in car seats. These are young kids. And they're like, what? Really? Oh, whoa. They're in the back of a hatchback. We've never seen this before. Okay, well, sir, you're not allowed to put these kids in the hatchback. You know, like they see it all the time, and the only reason they stopped the guy is because we pointed it out and we had him on camera. That's the only reason they cared, you know. That's the only reason they cared. Otherwise, it would have been like business as usual. Hey, we're all getting our little cut of the money. There are billions of dollars going around there. I think at least half of the population in these border areas indirectly gets money from these NGOs. It flows one way or another to at least half the population. And either they're making money or they're spending money that they're making working as border smugglers, organized border smugglers. And we don't do anything to stop it, and it's not going to stop. So when we come back from the show, I got more news. I got a great guest in the second hour. We're going to talk about bugs. And then the third hour, I'm going to take your calls. So get ready. Strap yourselves in. I want to see what you want to talk about. Joe Bender is a scientist and horticulturist. He writes for a Substack. He's going to come on. He's actually been on the show. When you go to this article, Sick of the Bugs, he actually called it to the Alex Jones show. And so I said, you know what, let's get this guy on. I'd rather talk to a citizen journalist than I would some scientist at a prestigious firm because, well, now we know all these publications are lying to us. They're like, yeah, the vaccines are safe and effective, and there's no studies proving anything to the contrary, and ivermectin is bad for you. But we know that's all the opposite is true because we're living in a clown world. Thank you for watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can find me at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. In fact, if you want to tweet me some stuff now, we'll cover it in the show. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. People say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him, the judge caught him and fired him, we're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So we're covering the gaslighting of Kamala Harris. And now we're going to have more gaslighting about Trump's assassination attempt. Now they're going to try to downplay it and say, hey, he wasn't hit by a bullet. It was shrapnel. As if, I think if you look at World War I, at least, more people were killed by artillery, which is shrapnel, than anything else. I think shrapnel or artillery was number one, and then it was like sickness, and then it was bullets. So we've got the FBI director who came out a couple days ago and said, oh, I don't know if it was really an assassin's bullet that hit Trump. It was probably some shrapnel. We don't know. He's just going to sit there and gaslight you. This retard Ray is what I call him now. So FBI director retard Ray basically said, I'm looking for his quote. He wasn't sure if he was hit by shrapnel, glass, or a bullet. The FBI never even checked. So they don't check, but he won't, you know, you ask him a question. He's like, well, it's an ongoing investigation. We can't answer anything about an ongoing investigation. We can't tell you how many bullets were fired from the gun. We can tell you we found some casings is what he said. We found some 8 casings. But We can't tell you whether they were fired for the gun. We don't know if we had the bullets. We have nothing. So I tweeted this out yesterday. We should change the definition of bullet and shrapnel to vaccine. That way the dimtards will never question it. So if we just call everything a vaccine, you know, we could change definitions too, I guess, you know, because that's what it has to come down to. So if you don't want the dimtards to question anything, you just call it a vaccine. And they're like, oh, whatever you say, show me where, which arm I put it in. You have any more of them vaccines? Well, crackheads. So there's our retarded Ray questioning that. And, you know, some of the top news, and this is the top news for the American Journal this morning, and I'm so desensitized to the amount of attacks that go on in Europe. I kind of like, well, you guys deserve it. You let these people in and you don't vote the people out that bring these people in. So you kind of deserve what you're getting right now. You deserve it. Just like we deserve an open border because we let Joe Biden steal the election. That's what we deserve because we didn't stop the fraud. Europe deserves the same thing because they don't re-elect or elect leaders that are going to stop this. France in disarray as arson attacks on high-speed rail routes bring nation to standstill. So France and Europe are, you know, are known for their rail systems. I could speak from experience traveling through Switzerland in the 90s. They had amazing train systems where you would take a train and there'd be a small community. They let the people off and the community be like four or five, like a neighborhood. It was like a neighborhood. And around it was nothing but mountains. They drop you off. These people are walking home and then the train would speed off. You know, people were, I got on the train in Zurich and took it all the way to Sorenberg, Switzerland, which is like, you know, a small town. It's like a, like Kyle, Texas, if anybody's around here from Austin. So, but probably even a little smaller. So France is getting this. Approximately 1 million commuters will be affected by indefinite delays on what is a key date in the diary for many French city dwellers, marking the beginning of a month-long summer break as many professionals embark on the grand depart and head for the mountains or countryside. Yeah, because it's hot. It's hot in the summer. So they move, they go out into the mountains and enjoy themselves and drink wine and eat bread and I guess talk about how their country's turned into a giant shithole because they've allowed Macron to just bring in whoever he wants and they don't stop him. And then the left gets together and they manipulate the elections in such a way that even though the people, I would say common sense, which is middle ground to the right, are saying, you know, get more votes than all the other groups, but they don't get that many seats because of the way they manipulated their elections and the way they have them, because they have multiple rounds and stuff like that. So when I see a story like this, arson attacks on high-speed rail routes, I'm like, well, that's normal. That's par for the course. I wouldn't, and of course they're going to attack and screw up things for the Olympics. And you look at the Olympics now. In the 80s and 90s, when we had the Dream Team and the 84 Olympics in L.A., you never heard, well, if they showed the accommodations for the athletes, you were like, wow, it's amazing. They're really treating these people well. Well, here in France, they get cardboard beds, and they don't even get air conditioning. In fact, some of the countries like Finland, the United States, Spain, others are bringing air conditioning units in, portable air conditioning units, because they're not using air conditioning. They're using heat pumps. Maybe they call them les heat pumps. I don't know, but heat pumps. And they say, well, it's going to be 6 degrees cooler inside than outside. So if it's 96 degrees outside, and I know they use Celsius, don't ask me to. I'm not using it. I'm using Fahrenheit. If it's 96 degrees outside, it'll be 90 degrees on your cardboard bed. You like that? You like that? That's, and all swimming events are going to take place in some disgusting, toxic, feces-filled river that they're like, oh, it's clean. We've been cleaning it up for years. You believe that? You know how old Paris is? You know how long they've been dumping crap in this river that runs through the middle of town? And they're going to make these poor athletes swim in this horrible, fested, disgusting, River. So it's going to be an SH show. I don't want to use all the time I have. So you want to be more disgusted? I saw this on Twitter yesterday. I had a conversation with this doctor from Long Island, USA. Check out the legs of my cousin after the Pfizer vaccine. 24 years old with no history of any disease and super athletic. And you could click on these photos and look at them in detail. This is absolutely disgusting that this is going on. And not to be outdone. Here's the other one. Somebody else said, hey, here's my brother-in-law, whose brother-in-law ended up dying. My brother-in-law had something similar, was also told he had a swollen heart muscle, was never told he had myocarditis, two shots of Pfizer, he passed away 2 months ago. No previous health problems. Pics are from about 6 months after leg blisters form. Yeah. There's literally people walking around like this. Sorry if you're puking in your eggs, but this is what's going on in our country. Poor people are taking this Pfizer vaccine and having such a reaction, their legs are literally rotting off. And I asked the guys, your cousin's speaking out, because I want to get his cousin on as a guest, from Dr. from Long Island, USA. I'm like, we need to talk to your cousin. He needs to speak out. People need to be warned of what's going on, okay? They need to be told of what's happening to people. Because, you know, safe and effective can only work until your leg rots off, I guess. He is very shy and scared of dying with it, as it is beyond painful. And all the hospitals are trying to say it's not vaccine related. No, don't blame our vaccine. Except for a few immunologists who don't want to come forward as New York State attacks their license. So that's what you get. If you speak out, they're going to attack you. I don't know how anyone lives in New York or California at this point. Gavin Newsom declared a war on homelessness, and he's starting to clean up the camps. And, you know, I've had this kind of floating around there's in my head for a long time. There's so many homeless people in L.A., definitely, but in California. So you got them in L.A., you got them in San Francisco. The smaller cities, they've kind of rooted them out, but San Diego. At some point, someone is going to organize these homeless people. I think it's because I read Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns. And I think it was a different Batman comic I read a long time ago. But anyway, this guy gets the homeless and gets them together, and they basically launch a war inside Gotham City. And I think that's going to happen. And it's going to be drug related, definitely. Mark my words. The homeless aren't going anywhere. We've created a system.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew. And Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. BrainForceStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Some conspiracy theorists out there are arguing that they want Kamala Harris in, or they want Kamala Harris to run because they know she's going to get destroyed by Trump, because we have a looming economic crisis that's coming, and it's probably going to start with commercial real estate, which here's a tweet from Zero Hedge this morning. Bank failures are almost certain to follow. Commercial real estate crisis has gone nowhere. It's still there. In fact, it's getting worse. And this is something Gerald Celente has been talking about for years. And you've seen the brick and mortars are moving along. So this real estate where people normally go to shop, because people aren't shopping, they're shopping on Amazon or in other places. So now these places are going under. So you've got these big swaths of land across the United States. And some people were trying to say, well, it's like the Red Lobster thing. Well, the Red Lobster thing was actually like when a company goes in and buys a company and then hacks up the pieces and sells it off. There's a term for that. I can't think of it right offhand, but that's kind of what they did with Red Lobster. Red Lobsters have been around forever. They all had nice pieces of property. So they went in and basically jacked up their rates to where they couldn't make any money anymore, and they blamed it on all-you-could-eat shrimp. But it was really, you know, predatory capitalism. Is it called loan? It's not loan sharking, but it's something like that, where it's something from the 80s. Gordon Gekko probably knows if he's out there. Where they go in and take a company and they just cut it up into little parts and sell off those parts. So they, and then they fire all the people. because that's what they got to do. Now, I want to show you guys this. You can put the dot cam on this. This is just 2008 Biden versus 2024 Biden, and you see the decline. And in the third hour, we're going to start off. I've got a video that shows, you know, possibly one of the reasons why. I mean, I think one of the reasons is he's just not a good person. And after so many years of not being a good person, your body just starts to eat itself. And that's what's going on. You can't sniff enough kids to maintain that youthful appearance. And, you know, getting old happens. It happens. But you look at that, what's it, 16 years. Not looking good, Joe. Not looking good. But glad to see you go. Definitely glad to see you go. So we'll play that in the third hour. We're going to have next hour, we got Joe Bender, who's a scientist and horticulturalist. And we're going to talk about eating bugs. Oh, we found the tweet, by the way. Here's Kamala Harris's tweet from, they don't have the date on here, but they say it was from 4 years of 2022. If you're able to chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. And while they could say, oh, technically that wasn't a donation, she put this out to a whole host of people. Millions of people follow Kamala Harris. And then there's retweets that make that even bigger. And so these people were posting in money. Speaking of which, you saw the donation she got from Act Blue. They don't even say it's from Act Blue, but that's the donation funnel. That's the, you know, they have a lot of different websites, but they all go to the Act Blue funnel, which takes the money and ships it in. And I saw something where it was like, we'll match your donation 700%. But that's not money laundering. No. And James O'Keefe went around about a year and a half ago, interviewing people, hey, did you ever chip into Act Blue? And they're like, oh yeah, I gave $100 about 2 years ago. Oh no, it says here you gave $40,000 over 20 different donations. Like, what? Yeah, so once they get your name, they use you as a straw donator. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that. They take that and they go, you're going to be a donator. And anybody who has donated, you should probably check and see how much you've donated, because they probably donated a lot more in your name. You might be able to take off some of that in your taxes too. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I think it's just to nonprofits. I don't think any of these people are nonprofits. So, and since we're on the subject of gaslighting, I haven't checked every single name on this list, but I know some of them are true. Obama's real name is Barry Sotero. Ilhan Omar's real name is Ilhan Ismi. Kirsten Gillibrand, whatever you call her, Tina Rutnick. Wow. Bill de Blasio's name is Warren Wilhelm Jr. So he goes from de Blasio to Wilhelm. That's interesting. Beto O'Rourke is Robert O'Rourke. Bernie Sanders is Bernard Gutman. Kamala Harris is Maya Harris. Maybe we should just start calling her Maya, so we don't have to worry about whether we're calling her Kamala or Kamala. We can just say Maya. Pete Buttigieg is Paul Montgomery. Elizabeth Warren is Liz Herring. Cory Booker, Tony Booker, Eric Holder, Eric Hempton. I find it interesting that these men are changing their last names, which might mean there's some weirdness in their past. Definitely some weirdness in their past. But, you know, nothing is real about these people. Here's another example. The people who were trying to help Nikki Haley. What was it? Haley Voters for Harris. And now they're changing their name to Haley Voters for Harris. So basically all the Democrats that they got to vote for Nikki Haley in the primary, you know, that would get like 10, 15% in these primary races. Now they're like, yeah, we're still going to use Nikki Haley's name and to promote Kamala Harris. They're like, we don't care. The campaign is focused on the 4.4 million voters that voted for Ambassador Harris or Ambassador Haley in the primaries, and nearly 1 million Haley primary voters across 7 swing states. So they're, but these are already Democrats. These people were never going to vote for Trump. And so this is just, but this is an organization. And I think Haley says she filed a cease and desist letter against this organization because they're using her name. You know, and I'm no friend to Nikki Haley. She's a warmonger. She was out there signing bombs to bomb people. Disgusting creature. Never met a war she didn't like. And you know, we definitely dodged a bullet by not letting her get anywhere near the presidency. And thank goodness Trump didn't pick her. And now the fake news is going around saying, oh, Trump doesn't like J.D. Vance. He's going to maybe pick Haley. You know the people who don't like J.D. Vance? It's the lobbyists, the rhinos, and the mainstream media. Those are the people that don't like J.D. Vance. And we'll see. We'll see what he is. You know, he does have some Silicon Valley ties. Hey, maybe they won't cheat now. Like, what? How many millions of dollars did Zuckerberg give to create vote-gathering stations? And when I say vote gathering station, I don't think these votes were attached to a voter, an actual voter. They were just, hey, we're going to print billions of ballots. We're going to send them out. I know it's not billions. You're right. Millions of ballots, a mail-in ballots. Some of them were not even going to fold, so they weren't even mailed. We're just going to shove them in this ballot catcher. And we got these ballot catchers all over the country. And we're going to print our way to the White House, which is what they did. And the judges didn't want to look at these cases. They were afraid to. So now I've gone almost, we're about to hit the second hour. I've gone a whole hour. And I haven't told you how we're funded. We're not funded by giant corporations or foundations. No, we're funded by you out there. So when you're watching this information and you're getting information you've never seen before or perspectives that you've never seen before, go, how? Wow, how do I keep this going? Well, you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, we have the InfoWars MD line, which we're in this pickle where we can't buy a bunch of product to keep going. We are able to buy some product. But with InfoWars MD, it's sort of like print-on-demand t-shirts. We don't have to buy the stock. We don't have to have it already made before we can sell it. But it's basically the same stuff we've already made, but it's just repackaged, and they keep it in their warehouses, and they ship it off. But it's one of the top companies in the country that does this because you're looking for quality. At the end of the day, you can get scammed by supplements. But our supplements, if you've tried them before, you know they're good. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line. Just do a search, InfoWars MD. We got turmeric, Mushroom Max, Libido RX, CBD, probiotics, prostate support, Joint Max Relief, Good Night Sleep. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. It supports everything we're doing here. You can be part of the movement.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.